എന്നാമായവ കേവലം കലോ നാസ്ത്യേവ 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 ഗതിർ അന്യഥ. My lecture this evening is entitled The Essence of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita Sar. I first invoke auspiciousness by reciting the Gita Mahatmyam by Sri Shankara Acharya. Sri Shankara Acharya is accepted as the incarnation of Lord Shiva, who was sent by the order of Lord Narayan to preach the Mayavad philosophy. But although Shankaracharya taught the Mayavad philosophy, since he is actually Lord Shiva, he is the greatest devotee, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Vaishnava means follower of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So it is said in the final chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam that of all rivers, Ganga is the best. Of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best. Of all deities, Lord Hari is the best. And of all Vaishnavas or followers of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva or Shambhu is the best. Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. So, just to illustrate this, Sri Shankara Acharya has written a Gita Mahatmyam. Gita means Bhagavad Gita. Gita Shastram Idam Punyam Yapathet Prayata Puman Vishno Padam Apapnoti Baya Shokadi Bharjita. First verse. One with a regulated mind who recites with devotion this scripture known as Bhagavad Gita, which is the bestower of all virtue, will attain to a holy abode such as Vaikuntha, the spiritual abode, the residence of Lord Narayana. And that abode of Vaikuntha is always free from mundane qualities which are based on fear and lamentation. Second verse. Gita Dhyana Shilasya Pranayama Parasya Cha Naiva Santi Papani Purva Janma Kritani Cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of Lord Krishna, the reactions of one's past misdeeds will not act upon one. Third verse. Maline mochanang pungsam jalasnanang dine dine sakrid gita mritasnanang sangsaram malanashanam. One may cleanse him or herself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for such a person, the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Number four. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kim Anyai Shastra Vistarai Yasvayang Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmad Vinisrita. And because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are too much absorbed in mundane activities, so it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic literatures. But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice. Why? Because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Number 5, Bharatamrita Sarvasvang Vishnu Vaktrad Vinasritam Gita Gangodakang Pitva Punarjanmana Vidyate. By drinking the Ganges waters of the Bhagavad Gita, which is the divine quintessence of the Mahabharata, emanating from the holy lotus mouth of Lord Krishna, one will never take rebirth in the material world ever again. In other words, by devotionally reciting Bhagavad Gita, the cycle of birth and death is terminated. Number 6. Saravo Panishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandanaha Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdangitamritang Mahat. All the Upanishads, numbering 108, are like a cow, and the milker of that cow is Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Arjuna is the calf, and the beautiful nectar of Bhagavad Gita is the milk. And those fortunate devotees of fine theistic intellect are the drinkers and enjoyers of that milk. Number 7. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantrastasya Namani Yani Karmapya Kang Tasya Devasya Deva. There need be only one holy scripture, the divine Bhagavad Gita, sung by Lord Sri Krishna. There need be only one worshipful Lord, Lord Sri Krishna. There need be only one mantra, Krishna's holy names. And let there be only one duty, devotional service unto that supreme worshipful Lord, Sri Krishna. Thus ends the Gita Mahatmyam by Sri Shankara Acharya.